Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Although agriculture had its challenges in 2019 in Kentucky with commodity prices and trade, many farmers are still finishing the year better than expected. University of Kentucky Extension Agriculture Economist Dr. Will Snell says money in the bank and government assistance helped this year.
We had a lot of weather challenges, and of course, continuing trade war and still an air of relatively low commodity prices. But, we still think money in the bank for some of our farmers is actually going to be okay because, surprisingly, some of our yields were better than anticipated. And then, for good or for bad, we're receiving a lot of government assistance in terms of those MFP payments, which is going to keep some farmers afloat for another year and hopefully see a turnaround in this ag economy.
Dr. Snell said he received positive reports from many farmers he spoke with this fall, especially those in the western part of the state.
Expected to hear a lot of gloom and doom, just knowing the weather conditions up in central Kentucky. But farmer after farmer was telling me how surprised he was on the yield. And some of these guys said it was one of their best years. So I think it tells a lot about not only the management success of our farmers, but also genetics. Seed genetics is pretty powerful these days. And
he adds Kentucky fared better than some of our neighboring states.
Yeah, it was huge. It was very sad to see what happened to a lot of those producers early on this year. They're not in any different situation than we are. They've had four or five very tough years. And every year to a farmer as well as especially to a banker is very critical.
We'll have more in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell says although many farmers have compared recent years to the 80s, there are some differences.
Well, there's been a lot of comparisons between now and the early 80s, and we know a lot of our farmers certainly live through that. One thing that's been somewhat of a saving grace has been the interest rates have remained relatively low. We remember those double-digit interest rates in the early 80s and how they just sucked all the growth and land values out. And we had some trade issues at the time as well as just low commodity prices and land values really fell. Debt payments were up.
He says there are some farmers whose operations are running close.
We've got some vulnerable farmers out there. I think our credit institutions have done a better job in managing some of that risk and working with farmers.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.